We are following a jaw-dropping figure in the South Bay. A San Jose man says his home has been hit by oncoming traffic more than 23 times since he moved in the 1960s. KCBS's Keith Menconi says the story is shining a light on the city's long-standing traffic problems.
I've had cars bounce off of all these. There's two more poles on that side.
Ray Minter, giving the rundown on the reinforced barriers that he's had to erect in front of his home. He lives right next to a busy intersection on Jackson Avenue in East San Jose that includes a freeway exit. And those barriers are his best defense against the speeding cars that all too often miss their turn and collide with his property.
Front's been remodeled, the kitchen's been remodeled, living room.
Minter has pushed for road improvements, but he hasn't gotten far.
The state will put it off on the city puts it off onto the state.
And as San Jose tries to deal with the broader crisis of street fatalities, Minter's story is highlighting just how long it can take to actually make change. A city spokesperson says a project is in the works aimed at reducing traffic speeds along Jackson Avenue, but it won't be completed for years. And in the meantime, Minter is not feeling hopeful.
Not really. Not till I see it.
In San Jose, Keith Menconi, KCBS.